Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Samach Zayin. We were in the middle of a discussion between Abaye and Rava when if you could be mevatel a yerushus when we're talking about people in different chatzeros. So Rava gave one case where he thought that you cannot be mevatel the yerushus. That was a case of if they place their Eruv, there's an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard, and the only way you can get to the streets was through the outer courtyard, and they put the Eruv in the outer courtyard, and someone forgot one of the to make an Eruv, then there's no way that you can do a bitul reshus. And we explained why that's the case yesterday. We're now discussing the next case, which is about three lines from the bottom. Nasnu Eruvan Bepnimis. Let's say they place their Eruv in the inner courtyard. And one of the people from the inner courtyard forgot and he did not make an Eruv. Masuros. So they aser each other from carrying. And Bittul Rishus doesn't help. Why? Hi Bar Pnimis Lebay Devatel. To whom would the inner person can't annul his rishus? Who would he be mevatel his rishus to? Levatel v'nei apnimis. What would he be mevatel to the inner courtyard? Ikachitzora da asra layim. The people from the outside asr him. They forbid him. They'll asr the people on the inside. Even though you could argue, well, the outside people don't have to go to the inside, right? The outer people can simply go straight to the street. But since they have the Eruv, since the Eruv is in the inner courtyard, so then the people from the outside, so now they're connected to the inside, they can't separate from them, so this, it doesn't help to simply be mevatel to the inside. And if you want to say levatel bnei chitzona, you simply want to be mevatel your reshus to the outer people, ein bitzel reshus mechatzer lechatzer. We have this principle that you can't be mevatel your reshus from one courtyard to the other courtyard. That was debated in yesterday's daf. V'shachach echad min hachitzona. Let's say one of the people from the outer courtyard forgot to make an Eruv. And vadai penimis muteres. So in this case, Shmuel would admit that the you could certainly carry in the inner courtyard. Why is that? Because da chadashada umishtamsha, because you can simply close the door. The inner courtyard can simply close the door, and they could use this chotzer. They can simply separate from the outer courtyard. Right now, the food, the eruv food is in the inside courtyard. Someone from the outside forgot. So now we have a problem. You know what we'll do? Just close the door, and we'll separate from them. V'chitzona asura, and the outer courtyard guy. So you still can't. They can carry in the inner courtyard, but not in the outer courtyard. Now the Gemara is going to discuss this. The Gemara is not going to bring a discussion in this opinion of Rava. Amar the Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, Rava. V'chishachach echa min apinimis v'lo'ei Rava ma'i shteim asuros. If one of the inner people forgot and did not make an eruv, why are both of them asur? In other words, why levatel haibar penimis, levne penimis, vitese hachitzona vitistre badayu? Let the inner courtyard be mevatel to the inner courtyard his rishus, and then let the outer courtyard basically be permitted, even though he's not mevatel to the outer one. Maybe. Why shouldn't it be sufficient that the guy who forgot to make I'm an inner guy, I forgot to make an Eruv. Why can I not simply be mevatel my reshus to the inner courtyard? Why does that not work? Because then once I'm mevatel my reshus to the other inner courtyard guy, he made an Eruv, so with the outer courtyard. So now everyone now who has some rights, they're connected. So the Gemara says, "Kiman, like who is your opinion?" Rabbi Eliezer, Damar, Eino Tzarech Levatel Rishus Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you don't need to be Mevatel your Rishus to everyone. and it's sufficient to simply be mevatel to the inner courtyard person. Ki kamin l'rabbanon. What I said is the amri tzarech levatel kol echad ve'echad. The chachamim hold that someone who's mevatel is rishus, he needs to be mevatel to each and every person, even to the outer courtyard people, because ein bitel rishus mechatzer lechatzer. So therefore, so that's why it doesn't work. That's the machlokas. That's Rava's response to Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara brings two different questions that Rav Chista asked Rav Sheshes when it comes to the concept of bitel rishus, renouncing your rights to your rishus if you forgot to make an eruv. So Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes keep talking about Bahadei Adali. Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes, when they met each other, Rav Chista Martan Sif Vose Mimasniyasa de Rav Sheshes. The Rav Chista's lips would tremble from the teachings of Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes was so, expert, and Rav Chista was afraid that Rav Sheshes would ask him a question, because Rav Sheshes knew a lot of Bikiyas, and Rav Sheshes marta kule gufe mi pilpul Rav Chista. And Rav Sheshes was scared from the sharpness of Rav Chista. So Rav Chista was, an iyun person, I guess, and Rav Sheshes was a pekius. So they're each afraid of each other, right? And I guess in other terms, they used to call this, not respect to them, they call it like Sinai and Oker Harim. So like, do you know a lot of material, or is your sharp analytic mind? So Rav Chista had the sharp analytic mind, and Rav Sheshes had the pekius. Now, boy, my name Rav Chista asked Rav Sheshes. Let's say you have two houses that are on two sides of a Rishus HaRabim in a public domain, and they couldn't carry from house to house because there's a Rishus HaRabim in the middle. And non-Jews came and they built a machitza, a partition on the two sides of the house. So now you have basically, in effect, a chatzer. They closed off the streets. They built two machitzos, and now you can go from house to house without going via Rishus HaRabim. Is it now? Could you be mevatel? But what didn't they do? They didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, right? Because there was a Rishus HaRabim in the middle. So can you be mevatel your Rishus on Shabbos? That's the question. You certainly cannot make an Erev Chatzeros on Shabbos. But can you be mevatel your Rishus? Aliba demanda amayin bitzel rishus mechatzer lechatzer. According to Shmuel, who says that you cannot be mevato your rishus from one courtyard to another courtyard, lo tabayla. That you don't have to ask the question. Why? Hashtadi boyle ruve measel matzi marve. If they want to make an eruv chatzeros, on the day before. They could have established an Eruv. If you had two Chatzeros, with an opening between them, they could have made an Eruv Chatzeros. But nevertheless, Amrat Ein Bitel Rishus Mechatzer LeChatzer. We hold that you can't be Mevatel a Rishus from one Chatzer to another Chatzer because they don't Aser each other. So Hacha here in our situation, that an Erev Shabbos, when there was a Rishus HaRabim between the two houses, D-boy le-aruve me'esma lo-matzim arve. Certainly in this case, right, if you have a case where there are two houses in two different courtyards, and there's an opening between them, where they can make an Erev Chatzeros, but they can't be a built Rishus. Here, on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, where they couldn't even make an Erev Chatzeros between them, so lo-kol shekein, certainly you can't be mevatel your Rishus. Kiti Boilach, so what's the question? Aliba demanda Amar, Yesh Bitl Rishus Mechatzer Lechatzer. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that you can be Mevatel your Rishus from one Chatzer to another Chatzer, so that's Rav Chista's, the question is based on that opinion. D Boy, La Ruva Measel Matzim Arve, because if they wanted to make, in a situation where people from different courtyards want to make an Eruv, want to make an Erev Chatzeros and Erev Shabbos, they would be allowed to do so. And therefore also, Batuli Nami Matzim Mevatel, Rav Yochanan holds, you can be Mevatel Mirshus Lirshus. Aval Hacha, but here, the Lo Matzim Arvi Be'espo, they were not able to make an Erev Chatzeros between the houses on Erev Shabbos. Bitul nami lo matzi mevatel. So maybe then, since an Erev Shabbos, they could not have made an Erev Chatzeros. Then they also cannot be, they could also not do bitul rishus. Odim aloshino, maybe there's no difference. So Amar Lei, Rav Shesh responds to Chisa, ain mevatlin. The people of the houses cannot be mevatel to the rishus, since they could not have made an Erev, since they could not have made an Erev Chatzeros before Shabbos. As even Rav Yochanan, who holds that you could be mevatel your rishus, he would say that mechatzer lechatzer, he would say that you could only be mevatel your rishus in a scenario where you could have done an Erev Chatzeros on Erev Shabbos to permit carrying, and since you were not able to do that on Erev Shabbos, so bitul rishus doesn't help on Shabbos. Okay, so that's the first question. Second question deals with the following issue. In the previous sugyos that we were discussing, it was explained the debate among the Amoraim about people who made from a chatzer, Jews who made an Eruv between them and Erev Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, a non-Jew who was living there came back, and he comes into the chatzer, and he's mevato the Eruv. So can you rent from him his rishus on Shabbos, and then to be mevatel and to do bitul rishus? According to Rav Yochanan held that you can rent, you can do schiris rishus on Shabbos, and then be mevatel their rishus to each other, and therefore you can, the people of the chatzer can use it, can carry to the chatzer. And Shmuel held, he was strict, and he was saying that you cannot rent a rishus. You cannot rent the rishus, the ritual rights to the domain of the non-Jew in the middle of Shabbos, because even if they would rent, it wouldn't help. Why? Because the b'nei achatzer cannot be mevato their rishus on Shabbos. So based on this, Rav Chista asked the following question: what's the halacha if a non-Jew was in the chatzer at the onset of Shabbos? They didn't rent from him, so he presents a problem. And so therefore, they did not make a chatzer, they did not make an Erev Chatzeros. But what happens? Meis nachri b'Shabbos mahu. Let's say the non-Jew dies on Shabbos. So now you have no non-Jew. So mahu, can they now be mevatel their rishus? Aliba demand amar sochrim lotibayla. According to Rav Yochanan, who says that you could rent from a non-Jew who enters into your court in the middle of Shabbos, and then you could be mevatel your rishus, that's not a question. It's not a doubt. So obviously you could be mevatel, because hasha tarte avdinan chadami boy. Because if we say that the non-Jew comes to the courtyard in the middle of Shabbos, you're allowed to rent from him rishus, and then you can be mevatel to each other. So certainly in a case where the non, and you're doing two things there, you're doing schiris rishus and also bitul rishus. So certainly in a case where you only have to do one thing, i.e. you don't have to rent from the goy because he dies in the middle of Shabbos, and all you have to do is bitul rishus, that should be okay. Elakiti boilach aliba demand amar ain sochrim. So they're asking, according to Shmuel, it says you can't be socher rishus, you can't rent the rishus from a goy on Shabbos because bitul won't help. So maybe tarte hu de lo avdinan. Maybe you can't do two things. You can't do schirus and bitul. Hachad avdinan, maybe you could do one thing. Maybe since you only need to do bitul, since the goy died, so maybe you could be mevatel even on Shabbos. So divelo shalom, maybe there's no difference. So amar lei, adi ober mevatli, Rav Hamnuna amar ein mevatli. So Rav Sheisha said to Rav Chista, so this is actually a debate. I think that you can be mevatel yerushus in order to allow carrying the chatzer, because here they were able to make an Eruv chatzeros at Erev Shabbos if they would have rented the rishus from the goy, and therefore it would have been permitted to use the chatzer on Shabbos, and therefore if they didn't and the goy died, so then bitul rishus helps, since they were able to make an Eruv chatzeros before Shabbos. And Rav Nuna says you cannot be mevatel, since the Eruv alone would not have permitted the carrying on carrying in the chatzer on Shabbos, because the goy would forbid them, and they would have needed to rent his rishus. And so therefore, in a situation where an eruv by itself would have not have helped the situation, so bittul also doesn't help the situation. So that's the machlokas amorai. So now we're going to have a new case regarding a goy who lives in a chatzir that's in a mavoid. So Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Nachri sheyesh pesach, sheyesh pesach. So let's say there's a non-Jew who's living amongst Jews in an alley, in a mavoy, you know, in a broader alleyway. Sheyesh lo pesach. So he has in his dira, in his house, an additional opening. In other words, besides the regular opening, all the houses opened up into a chatzer. And let's say a bunch of chatzeros, courtyards, open up into an alleyway. So besides the non-Jew's regular opening that's opened into a chatzer, so let's say that there was another opening that was arba al arba, pasuch lebika. And there was another opening, and that other opening, even if it was 4x4 tfachim, so what's that? It's about, a foot, a little more, a foot and a half by a foot and a half, very small opening. And it was open to a valley. So therefore, afilu machnis umotzi, gemalim ukronos kol hayom, kulo derech, mavoy, ein oser al b'nei mavoy. Even if the non-Jew, all day he brings camels and wagons in and out of his courtyard by way of the mavoy, so he's using the mavoy, he does not aser, he does not forbid the people of the mavoy to carry. He is not considered a resident of the mavoy because the entrance from the field, from the valley, is viewed as the true entrance to his courtyard. The Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? He says, if you have your own private entrance, that's preferable to you. Even though it's a small entrance, if you have a private entrance, so that's like his primary entrance. So that's really his right of way is really to go directly from his house to the field and not to the alleyway. Even if technically he is even if in practice he's walking through the alleyway and using the alleyway, since he views that the entrance from the field as his main entrance, so then he's not considered. That his dira is in the mavoy, but it's in the bika, in the valley. So therefore, he doesn't aser, doesn't forbid the other people living in the chatzer, the mavoy, from caring without doing schiris rishus from him. The Gemara now asks, Iboilahu, pasuch le karfef. Okay, so what if the opening is open to a karfef? What do we say a karfef was? A karfef is like more of like an enclosure. So that is surrounded by walls, and the karfef is open to a valley. So again, do we say that since the karfef is not an open area like a bika, like a valley, so then he's not koveya, he doesn't establish his main use in the opening that's open to the karfef, but only to the mavoy. Is there a difference between an open field or and a karfef, which is more of an enclosed area, is there a difference? So, Rav Chanan Bar Ami Mishmei de Ulpana. Rav Chanan Bar Ami says the name of Ulpana. Afilu pasul le karfef. Even if his opening is open to the karfef, then since it's a private entrance, it's wide. So since he would rather use the karfe from using the mavoy, and he is as if he is misalek his dira, he separates his dira from the mavoy. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring another opinion when it comes to this halacha. Rabba v'Rav Yosef, the Amri Tavai, Rabba and Rav Yosef, both of them say the following: that Nachri beisa tayim oser, Yosef beisa tayim ena oser. So he says, if the courtyard is owned by a non-Jew, if the karfef If the it is two beitza or less, so that's 50 by 100 avos, so then he does aser to the Jewish residents, because it's not large enough for all the non-Jews needs, and therefore his main entrance is through the mavoi. If it's yosef beitza time eight osef, it's more than two beitza, so then it is large enough for his needs, and therefore that's considered his main entrance, and he is Mesulak, he separates himself from the Mavoi. He's not considered one of the B'nai Mavoi. Yisrael Beitza Taim Eina Oser. However, a Jew, with regard to a Jew, if the enclosure is Beitza Taim or less, he does not make it Oser for the other residents. Why? Because he has the option of carrying in such an enclosure on Shabbos, so therefore he would not carry in the alleyway. It's more convenient for him to carry in a place that belongs exclusively to him. In other words, since he can just carry in this area, so even less than Beit Satayim, that's considered more like his own Rishus, and more his opening, because he would use it because he can carry there on Shabbos. It's not Beit Satayim, so therefore, that's Ikar Tashmisho, that's his main use, and that's if it's for a Goy. The deciding line, is it more than Beit Satayim or is it less than Beit Satayim? So if it's more than Beit Satayim, the non-Jew is not part of the Mavoi. When it comes to the Jew, no, even if it's less than Beit Satayim, then since he can carry in it, so we view that as his main opening, and he doesn't join with the rest of the B'nai Mavoi. Okay, now, I'm sorry, for the Jew, if the enclosure is more than Beit Satayim, so then he would only carry by way of the Mavoi, because he's not allowed to carry in an area that's more than Beit Satayim, and therefore he is considered part of the B'nai Mavoi, and if he doesn't make an Eruv, he would aser everyone else from carrying in the Mavoi. Boy mine Rava bar chaklai mi Rav Huna. So now we're going to bring another opinion like the view of Rav Yosef. So the Rav Bar Chaklai asked Rav Huna, "Pasuch lekarfif mahu? What's halacha if from the house of the goy is open to the karfif, this enclosed area?" So Amar Le, "Hare Amru Beit Satayim Oser Yosef Beit Satayim Ein Oser." We already said if it's Beit Satayim or less, then it's not the main use for the goy. So he is joined together with the B'nai Mavoi, and therefore he would aser the B'nai Mavoi from carrying unless he rents his rishus to them. If it's more than Beit Satayim, then that becomes his principal use, and he does not aser. That's consistent with what we just said. Omar Ula says, the Omar Rav Yochanan. Okay, so now we're going to, we're going to discuss, more about the karfeif. Just very briefly again. I think we discussed it before, but it's good to have a quick review. So again, if you're surrounded by walls and you're at least 4x4 tfachim in area, that's a rishus hayachid. If you carry from there to rishus harabim or from rishus harabim to there, you're chayef, midoraisa. And you can carry in a rishus hayachid the whole day, but not in rishus harabim. If you, this karmelis is not a rishus hayachid because it doesn't have walls, but it's not a rishus harabim because a lot of people don't use it. So minat Torah, there's no prohibition to carry from a karmelis to rishus hayachid or to rishus harabim, but midrabanan, if you have this area that's not a rishus harabim, then it's an iser drabanan to carry from there to a rishus harabim or to rishus hayachid or to carry dalet amos, four amos in a karmelis. A karfeif is treated as a karmelis in some sense. A karfeif is an area that's outside the city, and very often you use it to store wood, and it's not, there's no regular use there. So again, and it's very large, so it's like a rishus harabim, and it has a din of a karmelis that you could only, and again, even though it's surrounded by walls, if it's very large, it's more than Beit Satayim, so then it's treated as a karmelis. Now, Amar Ulam Rav Yochanan, karfeif yosef Beit Satayim shlohukaf ledira. So let's say a karfeif that is larger than Beit Satayim, that the mechitzos, it's not surrounded by, it's not surrounded by, originally surrounded by a fence for the purpose of a residence. Vafilu kur, vafilu kurayim. Even if it's as large as a field that produces a crop of one core, even two cores, hazorek letocho chayav, if you throw into it, then you're chayav, my time, and machitzahi, ela shemechuseres de yurim. So if you're chayav, because it's like you're throwing into reshus hayachid, what's the reason? Because the machitza of the machitza is a valid machitza. So again, it's on a doraisa level, it's a reshus hayachid, but it's simply missing residence. So therefore, you cannot carry in it midrabanan, but on a doraisa level, so that's a reshus hayachid. So if you throw from reshus rabbi into it, you would have to bring a korban chatas. So meisiv Rav Huna Bar Chinina. So Rav Huna Bar Chinina asks, Sela Shebeyav. So let's say you have a rock that's protruding from the sea. And if it's Gavoa Sara Rachav Arba. So if it's 10 Tfachim high, and it's 4 by 4 Tfachim, so that's viewed as a what? A Rishus Ayachim. Ein Metaltalin Lo Min Tochol Ayah, Lo Min Ayah Matochol. You cannot carry from it to the sea, or from the sea to it, because the the sea itself is like a karmelis, and you cannot carry from a reshus hayachid to a karmelis, or from a karmelis to a reshus hayachid. Pachos mikan. Let's say the rock, the sela, is less than 10 tefachim high. So then metaltlin, you can carry from the rock to the sea, or the sea to the rock. Why? Because the rock is a karmelis like the sea. So you're just carrying from one to the other. They says, ad kama, until how wide does the sela have to be? What's the maximum dimensions for which we consider it like a, that for this halacha? So the Brisa says, ad beit satayim. It's only up to a size of Beit Satayim. Now the Gemara is going to ask, ahai, on what halacha does the Braisa explain that it's only until the rock is the size of Beit Satayim? So ilei ba a seifa. If you want to say it's referring to the seifa, it's going what you said. That if the rock is not 10 tefachim high, you can carry from the sela, the rock to the sea, or from the sea to the rock. And if you want to say, if it's wider than Beit Satayim, Humatal Talida, if it's up to Beit Satayim, then you can carry from the sela to the sea or vice versa. But Tfei, but if it's more than that low, then you cannot carry. How could that be? Vaha mi karmelis karmelis komatalta. So you're saying, wait a second. If the sela is, and even if the sela is a karmelis, right, because it's not 10 tefachim high, what's the prohibition to carry from it to the sea or from the sea to it? If it's larger than Beit Satayim. We said a karfev that's larger than Beit Satayim, so that's like a karmelis. So what's the problem? So Ella Lav Aresha. So rather, this statement of Ad Kama, Ad Beit Satayim, is qualifying the Resha, the first statement of the Braisa, which says about the rock, which is 10 Tfachim Hai Vahachi Kamar. And this is what it means to say. Sela shebiyam gavoa asara varochav arba. A rock that's in the sea that's 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 by 4 tefachim. Ein matalten lo mitocho layam, velo bin hayam letocho. So we don't carry from the rock to the sea, or from the sea to the rock, because the rock is viewed as a what? As a reshus hayachid. Vad kama, until what are the dimensions of the rock? For which this prohibition would take place, where we consider the rock a reshus hayachid, ad beit satayim, until the rock is the size of 50 by 100 amos. Hayaser may beit satayim. If the rock was more than 50 by 100 amos, more than beit satayim, metalton, you would carry from the rock to the sea and from the sea to the rock. Because why? Because once the rock is more than 50 by 100 in length and width and area, and it's higher than 10 tefachim. So, by the way, since the rock is higher than 10 tefachim, so then based on the principle of, we said, gudasik, where like, if you have a hill that's 10 tefachim high, so we have these imaginary virtual walls that go up until the heavens. So we view it as if there are virtual walls, but if it's more than Beit Satayim, so then it's transformed into a karmelis, And once it's a karmelis, then you can carry from the rock to the sea or from the sea to the rock. Alma, what do we see from here? Karmelisi, then it would be a karmelis. And this becomes a tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan. This is a refutation, a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan said that a karfeif that was surrounded by walls, not for the purpose of dira, for living, even if it's more than Beit Satayim, min haTorah, it is a Rishus HaYachid, and they were only strict. To make it like a karmelis, so that you can't carry in it for four amos. And if that's the case, it should be forbidden to carry from the rock to the sea or from the sea to the rock. Because why? Because the sea is not, in a situation where the rock is larger than Beit Satayim, so what do we say? We're saying that min haTorah, it is a Rishus HaYachid, because it has these virtual walls, because it's 10 tefachim high. And we're saying Midrabanan, we treat it as a karmelis. So if it's more than 10, so if we're saying that min haTorah, it's still a Rishus HaYachid, and they're just being strict to teach it like a karmelis, but on a basic Torah level, it's a Rishus HaYachid, and how can you carry from the rock to the sea or from the sea to the rock? So therefore, that would challenge Rav Yochanan's position. So Amar Rava says, Man delo yada terutz mas niyasa. Anyone who does not know how to answer this brisa, tiyufta mosi blei the Rav Yochanan. So he can, he raises, only if you don't know how to answer Mishnayos, then you can raise this question of Rav Yochanan, basically. But, so obviously saying, tiyufta mosi blei the Rav Yochanan, la'olam areisha. So really, obviously these people raise these questions, don't know how to read Mishnayos. This is what it means to say. It's really modifying the reisha. V'hachi kamar. Habisocho metaltlin vad kama ad beit satayim. What he's really saying is, if you have this rock that's protruding from the sea, that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, you cannot carry from it to the sea, from the sea to it. But you can carry within the rock itself, right? Because that's a reshus hayachid. But which dimensions? In other words, what's the maximum dimensions that would allow you to carry on the rock itself, ad beit satayim? In other words, how large is the rock until you can carry inside, up to two beit sa'ah? If it's more than beit satayim, if it's more than 50 by 100, then you cannot even carry within the rock, right? You can't carry more than dalet amos, because we'll treat it as a karmelis. So that's how Rava explained the Mishnah. Rav Ashi, Amar Vashi says, la'olam areisha. So really, the price is going on the reisha. And hey namru ve hey namru. So what does it mean hey namru ve hey namru? He says the final words refer to the reisha, as I mentioned, and that they said the halacha is strict in one case, and they said the halacha is lenient in a different case. Now that's a famous principle. Hey namru ve hey namru. Once Chazal made rules, so they made rules how they saw fit. They saw in one case we're going to be strict, and they saw in one case that it should be lenient. What's the case going to be strict? And what's the case going to be lenient? So the Hein Amru, they said that Karfif, Yasir Beis Satayim Shalahu Kaf Ladira, Eimetat Elabar Ba'abos. They said that a Karfif, that's more than Beit Satayim, that was not enclosed, that was not originally enclosed with a fence for the purpose of residence, so then you could only carry Dalet Amos. And they also said that you cannot carry from a Rishus Hayachid to a Karmelis Midrabanan. Now, Beit Satayim Deshari Letaltule Bechulo. If it's not larger than a Beit Sa'ah, than the Beit Satayim, so then you can carry on the whole rock, right? Because it's like a Rishus Hayachid. But Asi Rabbanan Letaltule Lo Miyam Lesochav Lo Mitochel Yam. In that instance, the Rabbanan said that you cannot carry from the sea to it or from it to the sea, because we view it to my time of Rishus Hayachid Gemorhi, because that's a complete Rishus Hayachid. However, if it's more than Beit Satayim, the Asila Tutuli Bechulo. In that case, where the Rabbanan said we treat it as a karmelis, that you can't carry in all of it. Shavu Rabbanan Letatul Mitochel Yam Minyan Yam Letochel. In that instance, they said that you can carry from it to the sea, from the sea to it. My time, what's the reason? Dilma Amri, Rishus Hayachid Gemurahi, Va'asi Le Taltule Bechule. Why do they say you're allowed to carry? Because maybe people will say that it's a real Rishus Hayachid, and that you can carry in all of it. In other words, if Chazal would have said that you cannot carry from the rock to the sea, people would say, oh, the rock is a full-fledged Rishus Hayachid, and then they would carry on it. So therefore, they said you can carry from a Rishus Hayachid to a Carmelis in this instance to prevent people from violating a different Issur Drabanan. Well, what's another Issur Drabanan? Which that is carrying in a karfeif that's more than, or carrying an area that's more than Beit Satayim. So you know, they had to sort of pick their battles, I guess. So the Gemara says, Umayshna, what's the difference between the two different gzeros that cause Chazal to uphold one decree, not the other? Mitocho toho shchiach. It's carrying within the rock is very common, so therefore they're going to forbid it. However, mitocho lo shchiach. But from it to the sea, or from the sea to it, that's not so common. In other words, if they would allow you to carry within the rock for more than four amos, then we're concerned they would carry in Rishus Aram more than four amos. But carrying from the rock to the sea, from the sea to the rock, that's not so common that you'd have this really large rock that's more than 50 by 100 amos, and people would carry from the sea to the rock, and therefore, so it's not so common, and therefore they would not make a gezerah like this. Okay, you know what, let's stop here, and we will continue, God willing, tomorrow.